If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code TASKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie. Three, two, one, happy new year from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming have you covered for your much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. So join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Sullivan20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, new you, and a new you with no pubes. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in the Shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxers as free gifts to give to you to keep all your goodies stored nice and comfortably to go along with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside that Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature Lawnmower 4.0, the advanced skin-safe technology, reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate parts. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Sullivan20 20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code Sullivan20. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code, Taskmaster, to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code Taskmaster to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer. Welcome to Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan. I am your host, JP John Paz. With me, of course, the star of the show, the former WCW and ECW World Tag Team Champion, one of the greatest minds and bookers ever in the history of the business, the Games Master, the Taskmaster, the devil himself, Mr. Kevin Sullivan. Kevin, how are you doing today, sir?
Great, JP. How have you been, my friend?
Good. Doing very good. What is going on with you and the wrestling business? It seems like you're keeping busier than ever lately. What's going on?
I don't know. I'm going down to, you know, the restart of Championship Wrestling from Florida. I'm in Rheingold, Georgia for Nature Boy Paul Lee this Saturday. So a lot of stuff going on.
Wow, Nature Boy Paul Lee, interesting.
Yeah.
What's he been up to?
He's a very successful businessman, and he got a lot of businesses, and he runs his own shows like once a month, I believe. And I'm going down there for a signing, so I'm looking forward to that. Great family man.
So as far as old school wrestling is concerned, let's talk about the topic at hand, and that is, of course, Slamboree 1993. Slamboree, which is, of course, held on May 23rd, 1993, Atlanta, Georgia, from the Omni. Over 7,000 people were in attendance. The tagline, one moment, one ring, one mega event. Of course, Slamboree is always a Legends reunion as well. And there was 110,000 pay-per-view buys here. What do you think about WCW in 1993?
Was I back then or was I still in Japan?
So you're kind of back and forth. It's 1993. is pretty interesting because you will be used in ECW in 1993.
Right.
You're kind of in a lot of different places. I know you were in Japan for a little bit in 93, but mostly ECW, Smoky Mountain, the Wing promotion in Japan, and I don't know, you're kind of on your way back to WCW.
In Puerto Rico for Victor, because Victor had Wings. So, yep. So I wasn't all the way back, but I guess that buy rate was pretty good, huh?
110, not bad, especially for WCW, you know, at that point, they're doing okay. At this point in 93, you and Taz are becoming the, a little bit later in 93, but you guys become the tag team champions of ECW. So,
yeah,
quite an interesting 1993 for you.
Yeah.
Do you follow it all? Like, what's going on in the other promotions, or are you too busy?
Well, too busy. You know, you hear, first of all, there's no internet, right?
Yep.
So you hear stories in the dress room, and that's about it. You know what I mean? You might look at a sheet now and then, but without, like today, without the internet, it's just somebody's story, right? And they all get twisted anyway.
What do you think about a Legends reunion? Because, you know, they're going to bring back older guys at this point to wrestle. How do you feel about like a Legends reunion itself? Because you're getting older wrestlers come back and wrestle. For instance, Dory Funk Jr. is going to be wrestling on this show. Nick Bockwinkel. It's 1993. A lot of these guys are out of their prime. How do you feel about that?
They're still some of the greatest of all times. You know what I mean? Jr., Nick kept himself in incredible shape. Junior doesn't get the credit because of time. We don't, I think about this. You know, if you go to YouTube, now you can look up anything, right?
Yep.
And there were great baseball players. What was your team, the Phillies?
No, Yankees. Yankees. Okay.
You go back and there were guys that were playing. Don Mattingly, right? One of the great Yankees.
Yep.
Not many people know who he was now, do you think?
He's kind of been forgotten, unfortunately, a little bit forgotten. They were even talking about that last when the Yankees were playing the Blue Jays. They were talking about that because he's the Blue Jays bench coach. Like, man, people forget how great he was. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yep. So, time passes people by. Dory Funk was, Jr. was one of the greatest NWA champions of all times. You didn't get to be NWA champion back then. There was 37 territories. You know what I mean? So you had to be the creme de la creme. Even here's a name that I never hear anybody saying to me who was a fabulous worker. Pedro Morales.
Yep, totally agree.
You never hear about him. Another guy, Don Maranco. So time marches on, and here's another one. It isn't completely not talked about, but he isn't talked about like he was for 3 or 4 years ago, was Hulk. Am I correct?
Yeah, the god of wrestling, pretty much. The reason why we're all, WWE's making the money it's making. Yeah, crazy. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, because I think one of the few sports that honors their history is baseball, you know?
Yep.
Back in the day, you knew what 714 meant, right? You knew what 56 meant. You knew what 406 meant. Yeah, they were sacred numbers. So there was a history. But because the world has sped up so much, and we've given so much information to deal with. Another guy, John Cena. Do you hear much about Cena, about wrestling?
Well, just because he was at WrestleMania, yeah, but they don't really,
No. Pretty amazing.
when you look at it here, it's just interesting. Like 93 wrestling is kind of, even WCW or WWF was in a little bit of a dance. WWE is doing okay business, nothing great. But it's funny, like, you know, you're bringing in Dick Murdoch and Morocco is going to be on the show and Snuka is on the show. It's just like a lot of the old timers are going to be wrestling. Do you want your old timers wrestling or do you want them to be honored? Like they do like a little Hall of Fame thing too, but like, do you want them to be honored or do you want them to do like an actual wrestling match? Cause these guys are actually going to be wrestling.
I think they wanted to get the most out of them and they could, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they wanted Jimmy to dive off the top one more time. You know what I mean? They want to see, Junior do the spinning toe hold one more time, you know, things like that.
Yep. So really this show, this event is interesting because of the legend stuff. So not only will you have Legends Wrestling, they also have a honoring of the legends, guys like Lou Thesz, Mr. Wrestling number 2, Vern Gagne, and Eddie Graham were all inducted into the WCW Hall of Fame. They additionally honored Ole Anderson, The Assassin, Ox Baker, Red Bastien, Lord James Blairs, The Crusher, Fabulous Moolah, Greg Gagne, Bob Geigel, Stu Hart, Magnum TA, Bugsy McGraw, Don Owen, Dusty Rhodes, Grizzly Smith, John Tolos, Mad Dog Vachon, and Johnny Valentine were also kind of honored as part of a legends, quote unquote, legend ceremony. So they were all honored as well. So, I mean, this is star studded as far as guys that were honored and even the guys who were put in the Hall of Fame. I mean, Eddie Graham, Vern Gagne, Mr. Wrestling 2, Lou Thesz. I mean, these are like the tippy top, the legends, if you will. The historians, you know, all love these guys.
Well, let me ask you this, which we just talked about. Do you think any of the, how many, I shouldn't say do you think any, how many of the wrestling fans today actually know who John Tolos is?
Oh, probably none today. Yeah. Yep.
Great performer, right? One of the half of the Tolos brothers. Even Johnny Valentine. I mean, so time marches on. You know, it goes from you as an athlete, you're born, you grow, you blossom, and you die in front of an audience, right?
Right. Yeah. Well said. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you look at all these guys being honored, there is obviously the matches involving the guys, but there's some other stuff going on as well on the show. So I'll talk about the match later, but just some other brief important parts. So this event really sees the reformation of the Four Horsemen, which is now Ric Flair, Arn Anderson, Ole Anderson, who's going to be kind of more in like the managerial role, and the newest member, Paul Roma. What do you think about that group of Four Horsemen?
I think if you're going to have a manager, nobody replaces J.J. Dillon. And I like Paul Roma, but he's like a Northeastern guy. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It just, he had all the capabilities to be a horseman, but it was just, to me, he was just, you know, a WWE guy.
It is funny, like through the test of time, people kind of like discredit him, but just watch him work with Orndorff. That's pretty wonderful. Watch him in the WWF. He was damn good. He just didn't fit with the Horsemen. That's all.
I worked with him and Paul quite a bit. They were great. They were fabulous. They looked unbelievable. They worked great. It was just that he looked like that he was, there was an NWA group with a WWF guy stuck in the middle. It just didn't look like it worked out. That's all.
Nothing against him, but like he just wasn't a good horseman.
All.
Yeah.
Yep. Not at all.
So also this marks the return of Sid Vicious to WCW as well after his brief stint there. well, maybe not so brief, but his stint there in the World Wrestling Federation. So the return of Sid as well. So this is kind of a, not a milestone pay-per-view, but it's a lot of stuff going on. The Horsemen are back. Sid's back. I mean, it's an interesting show, to say the least.
Yeah. Seemed to me that they're trying to make it work.
Also, the undercard had a few changes in it. Brad Armstrong ended up replacing, which we'll get to, replaces Bob Armstrong. So Brad is going to replace Bob in the Legends tag match. Scott Norton was also supposed to be in this card in a bounty match against Sting. His replacement is the Prisoner, a.k.a. Nails. And then Tom Zink will replace Shane Douglas as Ricky Steamboat's partner. And they, I don't know if you remember this or not, but they put the hoods on. They were Dos Hombres. So it would be Zink under the hood with Steamboat instead of Shane. That was their way of kind of pretending that it was Shane without it being Shane, and for the Hollywood Blondes to win back the titles. I don't know if you knew that or if thought that was interesting, but shockingly enough, our buddy Shane Douglas had some issues with WCW.
So he had left by then, no?
Yep, and Zink was him under the mask, but they just, because they were tag champs, they just don't say that right. He left. They right. Just pretend, they just call him Dos Hombres, and they said they did it for psychological reasons. They're trying to trick them. They don't know who's who under the mask, so they worked their way around it, but if you really pay attention, you knew it was Zink and not Shane.
Yeah, okay.
You think that Shane maybe had some political problems going on there, you know, couldn't get along?
Well, obviously, if he was Ricky's partner, he was in a good position, and obviously something didn't sit well with Shane, you know, and Shane's a man's man. So he probably said this, and he probably got offered a deal. Did he go back to ECW?
Yeah,
Paul probably offered him a deal to come back.
But can you believe our buddy Shane had a problem with somebody? They couldn't get along. Can you believe that?
I can't.
When you look at it, it's like, okay, you know, couldn't you just kind of just dot down the Dos Hombres? Came off kind of hokey, like they're wearing the mask and stuff. Like, I don't know, couldn't you just said Zink is Shane's replacement? He's injured, or just have him being taken out? I don't know. I just thought it was a little hokey.
Well, to me, it's hokey too. But, you know, their line of thinking was, how are we going to say that we just lost one half of our tag team champion?
Yep. What do you think, and I guess we could talk about it now, but we'll kind of briefly go over later, but the Prisoner, a.k.a. Nails, makes his one-time appearance at WWE to wrestle Sting. What do you think about Nails?
I never met him. But I knew that he came from that Minneapolis crew that did nothing but draw money. So he must have been pretty good, but he wasn't in the business that long, was he?
No.
So, I mean, was this the only time he worked for WCW?
Yeah, as far as I know, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what was going on there.
And it's funny, just like thinking about how he ended up there. So he gets in a fight with Vince over pay, and supposedly this is the last time Vince would allow this to happen, but usually it's him and somebody else in the room, just in case somebody says something, and then they go, oh, well, Vince told me I'm going to get in this. And like, you know, it's just so there's not any sort of discrepancies right. With what happened in the room, but apparently Vince was left alone in the room with them, and they're talking about money, and you know, according to, you know, Nails, Vince shortchanged him. So Nails was beating up Vince and choking him out. Patterson had to run in and, oh, I think it was Patterson, had to run in and get Nails off of Vince. He was choking him.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I don't know if you, did you know that or not about Nails? That's why he got fired from WWF, putting his hands on Vince.
I had heard that, but I didn't know the particulars that you just explained, the money.
Yep. So he said he was shorted. He was supposed to get more money. Boss Man got more for the feud. And I think he was going to feud with Undertaker next, but he was shortchanging him on the money. And I guess Nails felt like he wasn't being used properly. And then for some reason, as the story goes, he was beating up Vince, and the agents had to come in and get him, like Rene Goulet and Gurria, I think, and maybe Patterson. It was a couple of them had to get Nails off of Vince. He was choking him.
Wow. Crazy.
So, I mean, obviously, do you want that kind of reputation? Like, you'll beat up your boss if you don't get paid right? You probably don't want that, especially with Vince.
Yeah, especially with Vince. You're absolutely right.
So he never worked there again, and then he only works WCW once. And it's funny the way Sting kind of exits the ring after the match. You wonder if he wasn't cooperating all the way in the match. It's really interesting.
Really? Okay. Yep.
We'll get to it when we in just a second. We talked about the matches, but let's talk about the first match up: Too Cold Scorpio and Marcus Alexander Bagwell. They defeat Bobby Eaton and Chris Benoit in about 9 minutes and 20 seconds. Pretty good opening match here. Four guys that could really work, especially Scorpio, Benoit, and Eaton. I just felt like Eaton and Benoit is kind of like almost like a thrown together team in a certain way, but it's almost like you got the veteran teaming with the new guy that could really work, and they were trying to work something with them, you know, the veteran and the youngster together.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, they both could work their asses off, so I mean, it'd be a good fit for both of them. I don't know how far they went with it.
Not that far, and it just seems like Benoit will be headed really more towards Japan and then ECW and then back to WCW, but it seems like Eaton is on the downswing. You know what I mean? He had the great run in the 80s with the Midnight Express. The Dangerous Alliance is over. Like, it seems like he's on the downturn, and he's kind of going to be that veteran that's going to be putting other guys over or, like, helping guys like Benoit in a tag situation.
Yeah, Bobby is fabulous.
Think about Scorpio here. He gets the win. He pins Benoit. He does this tumbleweed move. If you've ever seen it, just a great kind of move in the air where he kind of spins and kind of goes in a different direction. It's just amazing what he's able to do. You almost can't, like, physics wise, be like, how the hell does Scorpio change directions in midair and do flips and stuff? He's like 230, 235. He's an amazing athlete.
Yeah, he's an amazing athlete, a great performer. And there's a guy that never got his due.
It's interesting. Scorpio and Bagwell supposedly didn't get along that great. And they're putting them together as a tag team. What do you think about those two?
Well, here's the thing. There's a lot of teams that don't get along. But when it's business, you got to work. You know what I mean? I'm sure you've counted that in your lifetime, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
The next matchup, Van Hammer versus a mystery opponent. Of course, like we mentioned before, Sid Vicious makes his return, managed by Colonel Robert Parker. He ends up squashing Van Hammer and beating him in 35 seconds. Nothing much here. I mean, this is just literally trying to get Sid back, you know, back in the flow of things and just squashing guys and making him like a top guy.
Right.
Have you ever felt a Sid powerbomb?
No, no.
Lucky. Van Hammer did loses in 30 seconds. The next matchup is a Legends match. Dick Murdoch, Don Morocco, and Jimmy Snuka fought Wahoo McDaniel, Blackjack Mulligan, and Jim Brunzel to a no contest in about 9 minutes. So the match goes 9 minutes. Just weird, though. You have a Legends match. You bring all these guys in. No winners. Is that... You think that's okay, or what do you think about that booking decision?
No, I mean, that's you don't have the nerve to pick a guy to go over another guy. I mean, I'm sure if you went to those guys and said, hey, we got to get a finish, please come up with one, they would have.
It just seems like, okay, 9 minutes, maybe a little bit longer for a Legends match, but you have all these legends out there. You're going to go that length of time and just not have a finish. It just seems like, wow, that just sucked. And the crowd boos it. So, I mean, obviously they didn't like it either. They just felt like that was a waste.
Yeah, that's what it was, a waste.
It's almost like, why do it, you know?
Right.
Then they have followed up with another Legends match. Would you do two Legends matches back to back?
No, absolutely not.
Would you do three Legends matches back to back to back?
No.
Definitely
and
not.
I wouldn't have no finish on the first one. That's for sure. So what happened to the second one? Who was it?
So it's Thunderbolt Patterson and Brad Armstrong replacing Bullet Bob, who didn't make it, and they defeat Baron Von Raschke and Ivan Koloff in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
What do you think about all these legends? Like, do you think they're like way past their prime? Should they really be wrestling at this point?
I mean, some of them have obviously passed their prime, but Bullet Bob Armstrong went for another 15 to 20 years.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But to, it's weird. I think he guess he was injured, so Brad replaced him. But yeah, it's interesting with that.
Yeah, and you know, Wahoo at that time was only a few years removed from drawing a lot of money. You know.
Yep. It's just weird that like this concept. So that's the second of three matches. So not only are they going to have three legends matches, they have them back to back to back, and they do the ceremony. Do you think it should just be one match in the ceremony and that's it?
Yeah.
Maybe a Legends Battle Royal or something?
No, let's not have a Battle Royal. Let's just have one match.
So the third and final Legends match, Dory Funk Jr. with Gene Kaditsky fought Nick Bockwinkel with Vern Gagne to a 15-minute time limit draw. It's really not that bad of a match, and the crowd really doesn't like crap on it or anything, but you could tell if this was maybe 10, 15 years earlier, probably would have been awesome.
Yeah, sure would have been. With Jr. Bockwinkel, yeah, yeah.
What do you think, 15-minute time limit draw in 1993 for a Legends match? Is that a bit much?
You can't give them 10 minutes, you know what I mean? It's almost insulting to them.
Hmm.
You know, if they got to do their greatest hits, and it's going to take the four of them 15 minutes to get their greatest hits in.
When I look at it, I'm just like, wow, like, not that that takes away from the show. I love that they do the Legends reunion. I love that they do the Hall of Fame ceremony. But it's like, wow, three matches in a row of Legends and two of them didn't even have a finish. It's like, I don't know, strange, strange booking.
I don't like it at all. I don't like the three in a row. I don't like non-finishes. I mean, it's not going to hurt anybody. You know, their careers are over to do a job.
Right, right. I don't just, it just almost like takes away from the momentum of the show. Like, I like the opening match. I like Sid because I'm a Sid fan, but it's like, I just love him squashing Van Hammer. And then you go to three Legends match and earlier, like, kind of goes away from where the momentum was building.
Yeah. Yep.
So then we have a tag team match up next. Rick Rude and Paul Orndorff defeating Dustin Rhodes and Kensuke Sasaki in about 9 minutes and 25 seconds. Pretty good match here. Rude gets the win over Dustin with the Rude Awakening. What do you think here? Rude and Orndorff versus Dustin and Kensuke Sasaki, who's going to be a future Japanese legend.
Well, you got to go with Rude. Steam. I mean, they're proven money drawers. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
And you don't know how long you're going to have Kensei. You know what I mean? You don't know what, we don't know what kind of deal. Is he in for a short period? I don't know. Is he going back to Japan in a month or is he staying? So obviously they weren't sure. That's why they beat Dustin. And they probably wanted to get, they figured Dustin was more over in the States than Kensei was, you know?
Mm. And Dustin and Rude kind of had a feud because Rude was a U.S. champ at this point, so they were kind of feuding over the U.S. title too. So it kind of made sense with their feud that it's not a one-on-one loss, but still, like, they're building towards something with Dustin and Rick, which was a good feud.
Yeah. Dustin's a fabulous worker.
I always am amazed by people that don't realize it. Man, he was so good, Dustin. It's amazing. The Natural is like the perfect nickname.
Yeah, he was. He still is great. I love watching him work.
When people say like, you know, Cody's great, blah blah. Dusty was great. I think Dustin's the best one, wrestler wise, in ring in the whole family. Dustin was the best.
Technically, I believe yeah. That too. Yeah.
I know Dusty's your boy, but I got to say, Dustin in ring was better. Dusty more charisma, of course, but Dustin was better technically.
Dusty just had that charisma.
So the next match up is the match we were talking about before, Sting versus The Prisoner. So here's another problem, because I know you guys ran into it when you had The Boss. Remember Big Boss Man came in as The Boss?
Right.
It looked like, so you get a letter from WWF, cease and desist, you can't use this. He's The Prisoner, which is literally the Nails gimmick, but they're calling him The Prisoner. I don't know if, obviously you weren't there at this point, but I'm going to guess they probably got some sort of cease and desist letter about that as well.
I'm sure, and I wasn't there when Boss Man came in, so I'm sure if Boss Man got it from the boss, they got one too. That might have been why we never saw Nails again.
Oh, one of the reasons. Yeah, well, I was going to say, and some other reasons too, probably. Yeah. Just seemed like he's a little bit of a shaky guy, just reputation-wise. Just seems like, you know, maybe not the best guy to get along with or easiest guy to get along with.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you like him coming in and basically Sting beats him in about 5 minutes? Do you like him coming in and Sting beating a former WWF guy in 5 minutes? Or do you think like this kind of a waste of Sting that he could have been doing something else in the pay-per-view?
I mean, he just appeared, you know, he just dropped in. There's no buildup, was there?
No, none whatsoever. It was actually supposed to be Scott Norton, so they were even replaced Norton at the time, so just completely out of nowhere.
Yeah, I don't buy it. It doesn't make sense to me.
I would have liked Norton versus Sting. That probably would have been pretty good, but I think Norton either was in Japan or for whatever reason, maybe he was injured, but he couldn't make it, so they changed it to the prisoner, a.k.a. Nails.
Didn't make any sense there.
No. It's almost like, wow, Sting, who had just been feuding with Vader, right? I mean, they're having this huge feud, and then he goes from the Vader to the prisoner. It's almost like, okay, we got to get our big guy on the pay-per-view. Who do we got? Like, oh, let's bring in Nails from the WWF. Just something about it. Just not good. Just like a waste of Sting.
No, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Right? We wasted him.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
Next up, we have the WCW Tag Team Championship Steel Cage Match, the Hollywood Blondes versus Dos Hombres. And yes, they even do announce it as Shane Douglas and Steamboat. So they're even telling, even though it's Zinc, I mean, they're even telling you it's Shane. So to me, that's just a weird thing. It's just like, and Steamboat at one point gets his mask taken off, but Zinc doesn't. So it's like, I don't know, they really make it obvious that it's not Douglas, to me, anyway.
Right, right. I'm sure they did. I don't know why they would do it, but they did it. So
the Hollywood Blondes, of course, Brian Pillman and Steve Austin, defeat Dos Hombres, Ricky the Dragon, Steamboat, and Tom Zink in this steel cage match for the NWA and WCW Tag Team Championship. The match goes just about 16 minutes. This was very good. Maybe one of the matches of the night, but just a very, very good match, as you expect. Steamboat on fire here, 1993 in WCW.
Yeah, and Zink could work too, and Pillman and Austin, come on. We've talked, you know, to nauseam about them, how great they were. So I can see why it was good.
To me, I don't know, do you think the masks take away from, like, them winning at all or no? As far as, like, you know, Blondes going over.
But this is just me. There was a storyline behind it, wasn't there?
Kind of vaguely, like they're basically almost like heel, like Steamboat and Douglas were tricking them, and like you didn't know who was under the mask, and like they couldn't prepare for them because they're Dos Hombres. It was almost, to me, it was almost a little heel like. I know it's hokey too, but it's almost heel like that they're kind of tricking the heels.
Yeah, it sounds hokey. So you're right. I wouldn't have had them with masks on, or I would have come up with a better story, hopefully.
But it's almost like, oh man, you know, they the Blondes sneak it out, and Douglas and Steamboat will live to fight another day, except for Douglas is gone. So why not just say they injured Douglas, they took him out, and then just beat them straight up with Steamboat picking Zink as his partner? I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's like a different way to do it. Still a good match, though.
I mean, here's the thing. We don't know the particulars of what's going on. You know what I mean? If we did, we'd maybe be able to see it clearer. But they did it for their own reasoning, and I don't know why.
If you're the booker, right, do you tell Shane he's got to come in and job or no?
Well, something happened for Shane to leave, and it probably wasn't that night. You know what I'm saying?
But do you want him to job? You know what I mean? You don't want to have to put some guy in a mask, pretend it's that guy, and have that guy job. You know what I mean? Like, you want him to actually do the job, right, on his way out?
Yeah, but what can you do if you don't have him?
Yeah, I guess. To me, it's just like not the perfect.
You're absolutely right. But, you know, what do you do if you don't have them? Are you going to beach Steamboat?
I wouldn't want to be honest.
Okay, so what's your next?
Put a guy in the hood, pretend he's Shane, and Shane's losing. Yeah, I guess, yeah.
I mean, I agree with you. It ain't the best scenario, but are you going to beat Steamboat?
I wouldn't want to.
Yeah, and you're kind of hoping maybe that Shane will come back, I guess. I don't know, but I certainly wouldn't want to beat Steamboat when I don't know where I'm going.
So next up, Barry Windham, who is the NWA World Heavyweight Champion at this point, defeats Arn Anderson in a singles match to retain his NWA Championship. Match is a pretty good match. It goes about 11 minutes here. It's interesting seeing Arn as like the babyface and Windham working as the heel.
Yeah, I'm sure they had a good match. Barry was so good, Arn too, but Barry was a special talent. I think he might have been the greatest babyface I ever worked with. Everything.
Wow. High praise. Barry Windham over Dusty. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, the work rate.
Hmm.
I mean, Flair puts him in the top three.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So. It's interesting because, like, you got the newly formed Horsemen with Ole, Arn, Flair, and Roma. And Arn's going after the title, which is funny. It's like, wow, and obviously they're leading to Flair versus Windham for the NWA title. Like, that's what they're building towards. But Windham is by himself against a group of baby faces. That, you know, necessarily it's like a group of baby faces who haven't really been established as much as this group together as of yet. So they're newly formed, but Windham cheats and he defeats Arn. So it's like one guy versus a couple, but the one guy cheats and kind of outsmarts the group here as we're leading towards Windham eventually versus Flair for the NWA world title.
Yeah. Yeah, and I understand why they did it.
Would you ever have thought about giving Arn the title, the NWA world title?
Not at this moment. Arn could have been the champion, I believe. But if you're trying to get Barry over, he's got to defeat some of the Horsemen.
Because the money is really in Flair and Windham, you're saying?
Right.
So the next matchup is the WCW World Heavyweight Championship match. Davey Boy Smith versus Big Van Vader, of course, is the champion with Harley Race. Davey Boy Smith defeats Vader via DQ for the WCW Championship. Obviously, Vader retains. The match goes 16 minutes. It is a good one, but do you like closing out the pay-per-view with a DQ finish?
No, it's and the belt doesn't change. I'm for the belt changing on a DQ.
Really? Why?
Because it's a loss. If you can't come up with a, that's like kissing your sister.
I mean, come on.
I mean, you go 16 minutes, you bust your ass, and you're going to have a DQ. Are you going to be happy seeing a DQ? And you want me to come back next week? And you want me to trust you? Back in the day, they used to use a DQ. They used to switch the belts on DQs. The famous Thez and Carpentier thing was, remember that one?
Yeah, and then Thez gets it back, right?
Yeah, but Carpentier, he was disqualified.
Right. Yep.
And then there was other matches that took place where there was a DQ and the match belt switched. I don't know why they went to that. In boxing, doesn't the belt switch? I mean, it certainly does.
So, to me, it kind of leaves an empty feeling because it's like, okay, Davey Boy Smith, the new shiny toy, the new guy from WWF just comes over. He gets a title shot, and Vader doesn't beat him. He technically loses to Bulldog via DQ. So it's like WCW, are they less than WWF? They couldn't beat Bulldog? Like, why couldn't Bulldog just straight up lose here to Vader?
Probably because they didn't want to. Someone from the North Tower, look what they paid Bulldog, and them seeing him get beat or not win. You know what I mean?
to me, it's just though, I don't know, it kind of kills it because it's like you're hurting WCW by not having your guy, your champion, your monster, be able to beat this guy.
Well, that's their thinking is that they just hired this guy for numerous years at a very high amount of money, and they're not even thinking that he's in the WWE. They're not thinking that way. They're thinking, why did we pay this guy this kind of money if you beat him the first night in?
Do you, if let's say you bring in the guy, would you have had, ignoring all that, would you have had Vader, your dominant champion, just beat Bulldog?
Yeah. Yeah. In a very creative finish, but yeah, you'd have to.
Bulldog, I mean, this is a good match. Bulldog shows some really strength here. I mean, like picking up Vader with ease. Like, I mean, the crowd goes nuts on some of this stuff. So, I mean, Bulldog did look good in the match, really. I mean, Davey Boy Smith is really what they're calling him here. But I don't know. To me, I would have had Vader go over. I know they continue the feud and Vader eventually beats him. But to me, it was almost like, wow, he beats Sting. Like Cactus Jack is kind of getting a push, but he's not be able to you know, beat Vader either. But they bring Bulldog in and Bulldog beats him by a DQ. I know. It just made everybody look a little bit weaker to me. And especially Vader could have went over.
Yeah, I hate that finish. It's just heinous.
What do you think overall of the show? Because to me, it's kind of lackluster, but you do have the tag, the steel cage tag match is good. You had a couple other decent matches in there. Davey Boy Vader versus Vader is good. But those three Legends matches in the middle, they had the Hall of Fame ceremony. What do you think overall? Would you give it a thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs in the middle?
Thumbs in the middle, I guess. Not seeing it, I got to go with thumbs in the middle.
Yeah, looking back at it, like I like it, but it's just, it's not, you know, it's not the greatest. It's
So that's, I agree with you.
It is cool that they honor the Legends, but maybe too many Legends matches. It's cool that the Horsemen are back together, but Roma doesn't really fit in the group. It's cool that Sid is back, but you know, what kind of condition is he in? Is going to be him showing up every week? You never know. So it's almost like, you know, you get a step ahead, you get Bulldog in there, but then it's like a step back with some bad booking and some weird, you know, just three Legends match in a row. It's almost like two steps forward, two steps back kind of thing with WCW at this point.
Yeah.
So then, so that's Legends, a Legends Union Slamboree 93. And just moving forward, do you think that the pieces are there with the guys that they have, like the Horsemen and Wyndham? And I mean, do you like the roster?
Yeah, you got a lot of great talents there. Yeah, you should be able to do something with that.
So let's hit the plugs. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Two Man Power Trip. Check out the website, tmptempire.com. You can follow Kevin on Instagram at Taskmaster Talks. Kevin, what else you got going on?
Well, this weekend I'm going to be in Roswell in Georgia for Paul Lee. And then the following week I'll be down in Florida for the tapings of the new Championship Wrestling from Florida. So drop by and come and see me and say hello.
One thing I forgot to ask you, I was going to ask you at the top of the show, I forgot to bring this up. What do you think about the new WWF title or WWE World Heavyweight Championship? Do you think having three titles is too much?
I didn't realize it was going to be three titles.
Yeah, because Roman has two still.
Right. Aren't they going to merge those two into one?
They haven't yet.
I know, but isn't that their plan?
I don't know. They keep saying that they're going to do that, but he keeps holding the two.
Yeah, but they haven't shown the other one yet, right?
Nope, they showed it. It looks like the big gold.
Nobody has it, was what I'm saying.
No, it's going to be Rollins versus AJ for the title. They had a tournament setting up the finals.
Okay. I have no idea what they're doing with that if they're adding another belt.
Because on this show, you know, you have the NWA championship with Wyndham. You have the WWE championship with Vader. I know they had that 4-2 championships. I thought like, okay, two is in, just kind of pushing it. But three might be a bit much.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I think there's going to something come out of that, that will be the only belt.
Oh, so merge with.
Yeah.
They got something. I know USA wanted their own belt, so I know that was a problem.
Well, let's see what happens in the next few weeks.
All right, let's wrap it up there. I just wanted to sneak that one last question because I forgot to ask at the beginning. But, Kevin, thank you so much for all the time. Thank you, everybody out there, for listening. We'll be right back here next week for a little Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan. We'll see you next week, folks. This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You can check us out on Facebook. You can subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron. And also check out the website TMPTEmpire.com and buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies. Brother. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props, MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code TASKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie.
Three, two, one. Happy New Year from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming have you covered for your much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. So join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Sullivan20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, new you, and a new you with no pubes. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in the Shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxers as free gifts to give to you to keep all your goodies stored nice and comfortably to go along with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside that Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature Lawnmower 4.0, the advanced skin-safe technology, reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate part. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Sullivan20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code Sullivan20. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code TASKMASTER to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code TASKMASTER to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer.